Here's hoping big oil is as rich as we like to think. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Everybody assumes that the companies that made the mess in the Gulf will pay for the consequences, but their lawyers may have a different idea. For example, Transocean, the owner of the Deepwater Horizon, has invoked the 1851 Limitation of Liability Law, the same law invoked by the owners of the Titanic, and is asking the courts to limit its liability to $26.7 million. On May 13th, a judge, in fact, issued an order suspending claims against Transocean. $26.7 million. Wow. BP, which was leasing the rig, has already spent about $900 million. BP is, of course, legally on the hook for every penny of the cleanup. However, current law limits economic damages, such as reimbursing fishermen, to $75 million. BP has said it will pay those damages anyway, but by one estimate, that total could pass $15 billion, which would be about 15% of the company's net worth. And that's if this latest plan to stop the gusher actually works. If it doesn't, I wonder how long before we hear cries of tort reform and complaints about junk lawsuits and how it does no good to punish a whole industry over one mistake. If this thing can't be stopped, I think we all know where the money will come from. It'll come from taxpayers. If this goes on long enough, like a homeowner who's underwater on his mortgage, at some point it makes economic sense for a company to just walk away and take its chances in court. And when it comes to being underwater, no company is in deeper than BP. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.